Continuation from last week, we're going to be discussing making early Shabbos and what's known as early Shabbos and what is not known as late Shabbos, but that's the Shabbos that most of us make every week. Late Shabbos and early Shabbos is somewhat of a continuation from last week when we were discussing Tosefos Shabbos, so it gives us an opportunity to review some of that and perhaps expand upon some of the ideas and see how it relates to making early Shabbos and late Shabbos. So let's just review Tosefos Shabbos to make sure we're all on the same page and remember what we did. So the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah learns out from the Pasuk by Yom HaKippurim that the Pasuk says, V'inizim es nafsho seichem batisha lochodesh mei erev ad erev tishbisu. So the Gemara learns out, how do you start fasting on the 9th at night? So the Gemara says, you see from here, there's a mitzvah to be moisef mechal ala kodesh, to add on to Yom HaKippurim from the 9th, samuch le'erev, close to the night, to add on to the fast of the 10th. And then the Gemara learned out from Sukkim that this not only applies to Yom HaKippurim, it applies to Yom Tif, and it applies to Shabbos as well. There's a mitzvah le'hoisef mechal ala kodesh. We mentioned that the Rambam, that's Rav Rishonim, understand like the Gemara said, that there's a mitzvah to be moisef mechal ala kodesh. The Rambam never brings the mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos, or Tosefos Yom Tov, he only brings it by Yom HaKippurim. So we end, okay? So the Rambam is against the Gemara, that's problem number one. But a bigger problem is internally within the Rambam calls the Gemara Brachos, which we're going to see today, that a person can daven Shel Shabbos, be Erev Shabbos. You can daven Friday night davening, Ma'ariv for Shabbos, and you can make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush of Shabbos, when it's still Friday. How can you make Kiddush when it's still Friday? How could you have such a thing? So how you can daven Ma'ariv, we'll see. There's an opinion that you could daven Ma'ariv every day from after Plag HaMincha. We'll get to that. So Ma'ariv is not such a problem, but what about Kiddush? How can you make Kiddush Friday night when it's not yet Shabbos? According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tosefos Shabbos. So we explained within the Rambam an idea from the Rav, and others say the same thing, and that is that you can make Kiddush when it's not Shabbos. Kiddush doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. Kiddush, the point of Kiddush is to label our Shvisa from Malacha as L'Shem Kedusha Shabbos. So that's why the Rav said, whoever is Chayiv in being Shavis from Malacha is Chayiv in making Kiddush, and therefore women who are Chayiv in being Shavis from Malacha are obligated in Kiddush. The Gemara says, women are Chayiv in Kiddush Dvar Torah. Why? Because whoever is obligated to refrain from Malacha on Shabbos is obligated in Kiddush in order to explain why they're refraining from Malacha. Okay, so there was a mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos. The Rambam left it out. How then could you make Kiddush when it's still Friday? So we explained that it doesn't have to be Shabbos for the Rambam in order to make Kiddush. The point of Kiddush is just to label our Shvisa from Malacha as L'Shem Kedusha Shabbos. But Rov HaRishonim understand that there is a mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos, a mitzvah to add on Mechal al HaKodesh. However, there is a fundamental Machlokas HaRishonim as to the nature of that mitzvah. One opinion in Rishonim is that the whole nature of Tosefos Shabbos is a siyog, is a fence, midoraisa, that we should not come to violate Malacha on Shabbos. So in order to make sure we don't come to do Malacha on Shabbos, we start refraining from Malacha early. But all it is to make sure we don't violate Malacha on Shabbos. The Medrash says, how do we go into Shabbos? We know exactly when Shabbos is going to start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when Shabbos starts. 1 minute he's doing Malacha, us, how do we stop? All of a sudden, we know exactly the second Shabbos comes in. We can't know. So therefore, Mosifa Mechal Al HaKodesh, after there's a mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos, to make sure we don't violate one of the Malacha Shabbos. But that's all it is. And then there's another opinion in Rishonim that no, Tosefos Shabbos is not just with regards to refraining from Malacha. It actually, Kedusha can seep into the Chol. You can have Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, when it's not yet Shabbos. You can make your own Kedusha Shabbos early on Friday. And it has all the halachas and ramifications of Shabbos. There's no punishment of skila and chatos, but it would have all the halachas of Shabbos. What's the difference? So we mentioned there were two opinions in Tosfos and Pesachim. Can a person fulfill his Suda Shabbos at a time of Tosefos Shabbos? A guy makes davens early, makes Kiddush. You can make Kiddush according to either way. You can make Kiddush before it's Shabbos, like the Rambam said. But okay, but let's... Now he makes Kiddush. Now he wants to have Suda Shabbos. Can you have Suda Shabbos? Can be Yotze Suda Shabbos in the time of Tosefos? So according to the Rambam, for sure you can't. It's not yet Shabbos. How can you fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? The mitzvah to have three Sudas on Shabbos. You can't do it if it's not yet Shabbos. Kiddush before Shabbos, you can explain why you're going to be Shabbos from Halacha, even though it's not yet Shabbos. I'm giving a disclaimer. Why am I doing these? Why am I not doing Malacha on Shabbos? Because it's Kedusha Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Shabbos for that. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, it has to be Shabbos. Oh. So one opinion in Tosfos is that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosefos. Clearly that opinion is holding that it's already Shabbos. It is Shabbos, not just vis-a-vis Isser Melacha. It already is Shabbos, and even to the extent that I can fulfill the mitzvah of Kedusha Shabbos, I can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. I can extend. I can be Moses Mechol al HaKadosh, and within my power is to make it Shabbos now. You can do that. The other opinion, that's what Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos is all about. And the other opinion Rishonim holds, no, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, all that is with respect to Yisurim, to make sure you don't violate one of these Yisurim. So add on 10 minutes to make sure you don't violate. Better to be safe than sorry. That's the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. If that's all it's about, then you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos early. We know it's not Shabbos yet. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's just a siyag that you shouldn't violate Yisurim Melacha.
According to the first opinion, Tosfot, isn't that adding to the Torah? How can you say the 6 days is Shabbat when the Shabbat is 7 days?
You're extending a mitzvah. No, no.
That's not extending a mitzvah.
No.
That's
adding. Like, adding is if you add a new mitzvah. You didn't
add
adding
is the Shabbat. You say there's five boxes to fill.
That's with numbers, correct.
So how can you say this?
Let's say, how come you don't ask a better kasha? If I eat more matzah, why isn't that bal tosef? If I just ate 2 kazaisim of matzah, it's only mitzvah to eat 1 kazais. Overeating. Should be an iser. That's not bal tosef. There's no iser in doing that. You can eat as much matzah as you like.
Right.
According to some, it's even a mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah. Let's say you pick up your lulav again. You're adding to the Torah? No.
No, to be yotzi, you just have to do it one time. Doesn't mean you can't do more. But the thing is,
Shabbos also. So it has to be 25 hours. Doesn't mean you can't do more.
So why do people hold Shmini Atzeres eating
the Seder? One second. Okay, so that's one opinion in Tosfos, is that it's already Shabbos, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. The other opinion in Tosfos is you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos then, because it is not yet Shabbos, it's just a siyag with regards to Yisurim. There was one opinion we also had in Tosfos, that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov in the time of Tosefos. And if you wanted to get married during the time of Tosefos, it wouldn't be a problem of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. We saw this last week. So two opinions in Rishonim, what is the nature of this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? Does it already become Shabbos, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, or is it not yet Shabbos, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? Most are machmir, that you should be choshish for both opinions. And if you're making early Shabbos, you should be machmir to have a kezias of bread after the time of Seis HaKochavim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, now the minig is to be mekel, you don't have to do this. But many are machmir, like that opinion. Both opinions are quoted. So many are machmir, like that opinion, that you should have a kezias of bread after Tzeitzah Kochavim to be choshish for that shita, that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos in the time of Tosefes. We mentioned that this was also two opinions with regards to Shmini Atzeres. The Mishnah, you can't make Kiddush early on Pesach and eat matzah early, because Pesach depends on the 15th of Nisan. Even if you accept Shabbos early and Yom Tov early and it's already Yom Tov, it's not the 15th of Nisan. The date hasn't changed. Your watch still says 14th. It hasn't changed. But, so Sukkot and Pesach are off the table. You can't make Kiddush early, make early Yom Tov. But what about on Shmini Atzeres? Can I make Yom Tov early? Why not? So one opinion is you can make Yom Tov early. Because in the hate, you're in Eretz Yisrael. You want to, it's a Shana Rabbah. You want to make your Shmini Atzeres early. Make Shmini Atzeres early and eat in the house. No problem. That's the opinion of the Taz. And the Marshal disagrees, and he says, no! Just because you accepted Yom Tov early doesn't mean you don't have to sit in Sukkah. Of course you still have to sit in Sukkah. So therefore, we don't accept Shmini Atzeres early because of a suffix. You're still going to have to sit in Sukkah, but a Shmini Atzeres, you can't have such a thing. So he says, you cannot accept Shmini Atzeres early because you have a problem about eating in the Sukkah. Or making a bracha in the Sukkah. In Chutz Laaretz, you make a bracha, not a bracha. So you can't get involved in this because it's not really Shmini Atzeres yet. It's just a siyog of Yisur Melacha. So that's this machlokes too. If it really becomes Shabbos, it really becomes Yom Tov, you can accept Shmini Atzeres early too. And the other opinion is that no, it's just a siyog. You shouldn't violate Yisur Melacha. You cannot accept Shmini Atzeres early. You have a problem with sitting in the sukkah. This also, we mentioned, was the issue with regards to Shavuos. Can you accept Shavuos early? What's the problem with accepting Shavuos early? The problem is you're going to chip away at your 49 full days, your 7 full weeks. So is that a question? Are you really chipping away over here? So the Taz says, yes, if you accept Ushitasa, the Taz holds it already becomes Shabbos, already becomes Yom Tov. So if you accept Shavuos early, you're going to be chipping into your 7 full weeks. You accepted Shavuos, it's Shavuos, and the 7 full weeks are not over yet. It's not Sheva Shabbos Tamimos Tiyana. And others disagree. The Karban Asano disagrees. And he goes, no, of course you can have Shavuos early. All you're doing is making a siyag, a fence. You shouldn't violate Isur Malacha, but it doesn't become Shavuos yet. So you want to accept Shavuos early? Make early Yom Tov on Shavuos. Gizin Tehej, you can do that. Yeah.
What's the earliest you'd be able to make Shabbat?
We're going to get to it. 1 second. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to it.
What's the difference between Shabbat and Pesach then?
Let's just get this framework.
What's the difference between Shabbat and Pesach then in regards to accepting it early?
Pesach you can't because that needs a calendaric date. It's still the 15th, the 14th. You can add on, but you can't change the calendar. So you can add on Kedusha Techol, Masiv Mechal Ala Kodesh, and it's already Yom Tov, but it's not the 15th of Nisan, it's not.
The Shabbat is on the calendar thing?
No.
It has to be.
It's Kedusha. You could expand the Kedusha into Friday. That's the whole mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos, according to some. Yes?
Well, according to the Rambam, not according to the Rambam, isn't making Kiddush Friday night accepting Shabbos D'oraisa?
For Rov HaRishonim, yes.
The Rambam
is the exception because Rambam holds there's no such thing as Tosefa Shabbos. Whoa, how do you make Kiddush early? The answer is Kiddush doesn't have to be done on Shabbos for the Rambam. It's strange. It's awkward. You can make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos.
So
the Rambam says you can make Kiddush when it's still Chol.
So when do you make Kavod Shabbos D'oraisa according to Rambam?
Shkiyas HaKama. There's no such thing as Tosefa Shabbos for the Rambam. It doesn't exist.
But he says you can start your Suda. He says you can make
Kiddush you can do.
So when do you make Kavod Shabbos?
You don't have to be Makabal Shabbos. Shabbos is coming whether you like it or not. Yes.
So, according to the Rambam,
it's strange. We don't normally operate with this Rambam. It's a famous sheet of the Rambam that's against Rav HaRishonim. It's not the way we paskin. Yeah.
So then, if you, according to Moshe Rishonim, if you bring in Shabbos early to Tosef Shabbos, then any malacha, even if you do it malacha deraita, you're only over the Rabbanan?
No, you'd be over in the Mimavatal, the Mitzvah Saseh of Tosef Shabbos. You wouldn't get Chatos and Skila. But you'd be mavatal the assay of Tosef Shabbos.
Okay, but that would be a deraita.
Yeah, according to Rav HaRishonim, Tosef Shabbos and Mitzvah deraita. So we're in doubt from Yom Kippurim.
So according to Rambam, Shabbat is an independent thing for Rambam.
Maybe we could analyze the opinion of the Rambam. It requires analysis. Yes. Okay, so we are choshesh for both opinions. Nobody, no shul that I know of makes Yom Tov early on Shavuos. No shul that I know of makes Yom Tov early on Shmini Atzeres. And those are for two separate reasons. If you don't make Kiddush early on Shmini Atzeres, that's because you're afraid it's not really Shmini Atzeres. If you don't make Kiddush early on Shavuos, that's because you're afraid you're going to chip into the 49 days. So those are really two chumras that shouldn't go together. But the answer is we're choshesh for both. We're afraid it really is Yom Tov by Shmini Atzeres and you don't have to sit in Sukkah as a problem. Or we're afraid that it really is, we're afraid that it's not really Yom Tov and you can't not sit in Sukkah. You might still have to sit in Sukkah. We're afraid on Shavuos that you're chipping in. So, we're afraid. We chushish for both. Yes.
Does it have anything to do with Maariv early or just the Kiddush?
So,
you can daven Maariv
and just wait. Maariv, we're going to get to some holy Mincha every day. You can daven Maariv.
I'm saying, like, when some days you'll have, on a normal Shabbos, you go straight into Maariv. And then sometimes on a Yom Tov, they'll wait, let's say, have a speech in between, because they wait, I guess.
They want to wait to daven Maariv.
They want to wait to daven
Maariv. That's for this reason, because you can't make Kiddush early.
Is it wait to daven Maariv or the Kiddush?
It's Kiddush, but shuls don't trust people to do the right thing. So we don't trust you to go home and make Kiddush. We don't trust people to say, go home, make Kiddush in half an hour. No. That's why most shuls don't do this. Most shuls tell you, they keep you in shul until such time as that the earliest you'll get home will be a time that you can make Kiddush. Or some shuls, even more machmir, won't let you leave shul till, not that the earliest you'll get home. We won't start Maariv till the earliest time that I've made Kiddush because we don't trust.
Theoretically, you could.
In theory, yes. In theory, you could have an early Maariv on a Tainus. People have Mincha Maariv. Every shul is Mincha Maariv. How come on a Tainus they're waiting? Because they don't trust you to go home and continue your Tainus. They're afraid. With good reason, but yeah.
Did you say
Kriya Shema? Yeah, Kriya Shema. Yeah, so it's a pella. Kriya Shema, we trust people. It's a deraisa. Tevila is a. Some of these things are chumras. Yeah, very strange. Okay, we have a lot of work to do. We have to fix the system. Okay, so there's two other nafkaminas. Then we're going to move on. The two other nafkaminas that we mentioned with regards to this machlokas HaRishonim are going to create problems for us, and that's what we have to deal with. And the first problem is, how long is Tosef Shabbos? So if Tosef Shabbos is just a siyag that you shouldn't come to violate Malacha, we saw last week the Shilta Yagibarim said, and others say like this, that there's no shear. Add on a little bit that you're sure you're not violating Malacha. Better be safe than sorry. I don't need a half an hour. I don't need 20 minutes. I don't need 18 minutes. I don't need 10 minutes. It's not that hard to figure out when Shabbos starts. So because it's 30 seconds, it starts 5, whatever, 6 o'clock. So start 5:58, 5:59. Already I'm safe. You don't have to start 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early. Well, come on. Even 2 minutes early, you don't need it. It means you can't go right in. So start 30 seconds early. You're safe. You have your atomic clock. Yeah, it's all right. There's no shear, says the Shulchan Aruch. However, Taisus in Maseches Beis, we saw last week, said there is a shear. He's not sure what the shear is, but there's a shear. So that seems to imply that Tosefes Shabbos is not just because of Isur Melacha, it's because you have to add on to Shabbos. So you must add on something significant. You can't add on 10 seconds. The mitzvah is to be Mosef Mechal Al HaKadosh, add on something. So there's a shear. Some said the shear is a half hour. Shechter quotes in the Epshar Rav, I think the Rav was Chayshish for that. It's a half an hour. Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz says a half an hour. Okay, but it means that there's a shear. Most poskim write, they quote from Rav Moshe said this, but they say way before Rav Moshe, some say 4 minutes, some say 5 minutes. The Psaka Mekubal nowadays is 2 minutes. 2 minutes is the shear of Tosefes Shabbos. If there's a shear, that's because there's a mitzvah to be Mosef Mechal Al HaKadosh, so there's a shear. If it's just to be Chayshish Yisra Melacha, you don't need a shear. As long as you're sure you're not violating Melacha, add on a little bit, 30 seconds, make sure you didn't violate Melacha. No shear of 2 minutes. So we're Chayshish for that opinion. Again, as we said, we're Chayshish for both opinions, so we should be Chayshish to be Makbet, to have at least 2 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos.
How does that shear help you prevent you from doing Melacha?
It's not. If there's a shear, it's to be Mosef Mechal Al HaKadosh. You have to be Mosef some time from Chol to Kodesh. Well, how much time? 2 minutes. Okay, that's a shear. If it's just to be Chayshish Yisra Melacha, okay, just make sure you're not violating. It's a 10 seconds or 15 seconds. Yeah. We're not morons. We could do that.
The second opinion can also be before and after, right?
What about after Shabbos?
Right.
We can get to after Shabbos. Give me a second. We can get to after Shabbos.
The 2 minutes can be before or after.
Before or after what?
You wouldn't have to.
Because you're not Chayshish for doing Melacha. So according to the second opinion, can it be before or after Shabbos?
Yeah, it would be the same, before and after Shabbos. Yes, same. The other nafkamina, and then I promise we'll move on, is how does one accept Tosefes Shabbos? Do you have to say it? Do you have to articulate it? Or does it happen by itself? So if it's to be Chayshish for Isur Melacha, happens by itself, meaning you don't have to accept it. Make sure you don't violate Melacha. What do I have to say? Are ani mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. There's no Kedusha here. It's just to refrain from Melacha early to make sure you don't violate anything. So I don't have to say, I'm being mekabel Shabbos. That's it. It happens by itself. The other, and some say like that, Shulchan Aruch Rav said like that. Some say you don't have to be Makabal Shabbos. Everyone makes it into Machlekes. Do you come here, there, whatever. It's a big Machlekes. Some say you don't have to be Makabal Shabbos. It happens by itself. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that you have to be Makabal Shabbos B'peh. You have to say it. I'm Makabal Shabbos. Or with davening, Baruch Hu. Or with the Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Or with Boy Vishala, and people walk to the back of the shul, the front of the shul, over the shul, because you're being Makabal Shabbos. You have to say you're being Makabal Shabbos. Why do you have to articulate it? So if I'm adding on to Kedusha Shabbos, I must say it. If I'm just refraining from Melacha, I don't have to say it. Okay? So we would be machmer for both opinions, so you have to say it. What's the problem, Rabbi Isai? We're machmer for both opinions, you should say it, and you should have at least 2 minutes. Most shuls that I know of, daven mincha, except with the exception of the Beis Medrash over here, they daven mincha at lich benching. If you daven mincha at 18 minutes, you should have enough time to finish before Shkia, to have 2 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos. But many shuls, they daven 10 minutes before Shkia, 8 minutes before Shkia. So you finish mincha when? When are you going to finish mincha? You're going to finish mincha around the time of Shkia, hopefully before. Sometimes it goes after Shkia. If you're late getting a minyan, this and that. What happened to Tosefes Shabbos? Where's Klal Yisrael on Tosefes Shabbos? So you say, well, accept before mincha. Can you accept before mincha? Look at the first Mar Makom over here. Ois Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Shal Hispalo Mincha Berev Shabbos. Person did not have a mincha before Shabbos. Hachi Kiblu Akal Shabbos until everyone accepted Shabbos. Lo Yispalo Mincha Ba'isa Shah. Ba'isa Beis HaKnesses. You should not have a mincha in that shul. Ayelech Chutz Lo'isa Beis HaKnesses V'yispal Tfil Shokol. Don't go into shul. They already accepted Shabbos. Don't go into shul. Daven outside mincha. What if you accepted Shabbos with them? But who shall kibel Shabbos imayim? That's assuming you didn't accept Shabbos with them. Aval im ona v'kibel Shabbos. That's you accepted Shabbos imayim. Eino yachol espalo tefilas chol. You cannot daven a tefilah of chol el yispalo arvishtayim. You can't daven a tefilah of chol. You can't daven mincha now. Once you accept Shabbos with the shul over here, you can't daven mincha anymore. So if you're going to accept Shabbos before, you can't have mincha. So now we have a problem. What is Klal Yisrael doing over here? Everyone davens mincha late, what I call late Shabbos, and we're running right into the shkia. What happened to Tosefes Shabbos, accepting it with Baal Peh, with 2 minutes, Menuchas HaNefesh over here? What happened to our Tosefes Shabbos? What do we say, Mechan? So if you have a minyan, daven's beautiful, you daven and you finish 2-3 minutes before the shkia, gevaldik. But many shuls don't do this.
How does Tosefes Shabbos only if you start Arvid right after that mincha?
No! As long as you finish with mincha 2 minutes before the shkia, everyone can say, Hare ani mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, or you can start lechadoidi, accept Shabbos with lechadoidi. Great! The minute to accept with Ms. Moshe Yom HaShabbos we won't have, but okay. You want to start half an hour before Shabbos, noch besser, even better. In Yerushalayim they do this. They start 40 minutes. You start 40 minutes before Shabbos, so you have Tosefes Shabbos.
You said before.
But if you do like we do in
that your Mekabel Shabbos, either you have to say it, or with Lichadoni or Ms. Moshe, but...
No, some hold you don't have to say anything. Some hold you have to say it. Some, what does that mean? It means I say I'm Mekabel Shabbos, or I have Lichadoni, or I have Ms. Moshe. All very different flavors of accepting with Baal Peh. Some hold you don't have to accept Baal Peh at all, because all it is to refrain from doing malacha early to make sure you don't violate malacha. So then, according to that opinion, you don't have to accept Tosefes Shabbos.
According to the second opinion, you have to be up to lichadodi by the time.
Right. So that minig you won't have unless you're davening Yerushalayim. They have that. They daven 40 minutes early. It's a minig. Great. You'll have that. Or if you're davening a minyan that's half an hour before, you'll have that. Or if you're making early Shabbos, you'll have that. But in our context, okay, we'll give up on that minute. But what you need a minimum 2 minutes to accept Baal Peh. How do you have that? An Arminyan, they run right into the shkia. How about they should finish before? Many times they finish after. What's going on?
So who do they hold by?
So that Shiloh was posed to the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi was the Kozhik lover, who had he became the Rosh Yeshiva in Chachmei Lublin. Around the time of Mayor Shapiro, after the time of Mayor Shapiro, who established the Daf HaYomi, so he became the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Chachmei Lublin was interesting because it was a Chassidish Yeshiva that learned. It was a revolution. So he was a Litvish guy, though. So, but all since he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, so a lot of the Shailas with Chassidish Minhagim that go against, seem to go, you know, run counter or have halachic problems. All came to the Eretz Tzvi. See, as a Shaila, how do you start Mincha before the Shkia and finish after the Shkia? That's over here. He has that Shaila. So he has this Shaila, the Imre Emes, asked him this question, the son of the Ger Rebbe. Asked him, how do you have this? How does Klal Yisrael do this? What happened to Tosefes Shabbos? So he has two suggestions. One of them will not work for us, and one of them will work for us. The first suggestion that he has is, I was going to see all the marmakomas, but we're going to run out of time if we do that. But the first suggestion is the following. He suggests there's a well-known machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. When is Shkia, when is Tzeisa Kochavim? So he says, if you look over here, there's a famous contradiction, you should be aware of this anyway. The Gemara has in Mesechus Shabbos and the Flamadal on the base. When is Shkia? I'm sorry, yeah, when is Shkia, when is Tzeisa Kochavim? So over here, the Gemara, Pesachim, and Shabbos, they seem to have a contradiction. How long is Bein HaShemashos? Bein HaShemashos is the time between Shkia Sachama and Tzeisa Kochavim. And we're not sure, Bein HaShemashos, if it's Yom or if it's Laila. How long is this period of time of Bein HaShemashos? So if you look over there at Source Beis, the Gemara says, Bein HaShemashos is Gimel Revoi Mil, three quarters of a mil. A mil, we assume nowadays, 18 minutes. Some assume that it's 22 and a half minutes. It's not really 18 minutes. It was a mistake. It's really 22 and a half minutes. So on Pesach, we're machmer by chometz to treat it like 18 minutes. But the chumra would be machmer that it's really 22 and a half minutes, a little longer than 18 minutes. So anyway, well, let's go with the sheer 18 minutes. Most people know a mil is 18 minutes from chometz. So three quarters of a mil. So 3/4 of 18 minutes is what? Around, whatever. Do the math. 15 minutes. That's the time of Bein HaShemashos. 3/4 of 18 minutes.
Oh, three out of four.
Yeah. Okay. It's complicated mathematics. I'm sorry. So 3/4 of 18 minutes. Or 3/4 of 22 and a half minutes. Some say it's longer in mills. Okay. So we're talking 15, 20 minutes. Good. That's the time of Bein HaShemashos. However, if you look at the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara says, no. How long is from Alayis HaShachar to Netzach Hamah? from when the light starts coming until the sun boil is up, how long is that? 72 minutes. May Allah Sashakar and Eitzacham is Arba Milin. 18 minutes times 472. Okay? So it's 72 minutes from Allah Sashakar to Tzeis HaKokhavim. So too to Hanetzachama, to when the bull of the sun rises. So too, yeah, that's Psachim, source Dawud. So too, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda as the Gemara in Shabbos, so too, from Shrikiyas Achama, from when the sun starts to set till Tzeis HaKokhavim, is also Arba Milin, 72 minutes. It takes 72 minutes for the light, once the light starts coming in the morning, till it's the sun boils up, so too, when the sun starts setting, till the light is gone, 72 minutes. Easy come, easy go, 72 minutes. So what is it? Is it 3/4 of 18 minutes, or 3/4 of 22 and a half minutes, whatever a mil is? Let's say 3/4 of 18, is it like 15 minutes, or is it 72 minutes? What's going on? So Tosfos and Psachim quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who says the following. He says, no, it's 72 minutes, like the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim. That's how long after Shkiyas HaChama is Tzeis HaKokhavim. That's when it becomes night. It's 72 minutes. What does the Gemara give the Shia of 3/4 of a mil? That means, he says, from the end of Shkia until Tzeis HaKokhavim. He says the following. He says, He says, when the sun starts setting, for example, Shkiyas HaChama, let's say the sun ball starts going underneath the horizon. That's not Shkiyas HaChama. Shkiyas HaChama is when the sun ball sets entirely. That's Shkiyas HaChama. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Shkiyas HaChama is when the light of the sun is gone. Primarily. That's Shkiyas HaChama. From the time of Shkiyas HaChama till the Tzeis HaKokhavim is 3/4 of a mil. But Shkiyas HaChama itself doesn't happen until 72 minus 3/4 of a mil, so let's say 60 minutes. Shkiyas HaChama doesn't happen until 55, 60 minutes after the sun ball sets. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the sun has set 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it's still daytime. Still yom, daven mincha. That's how they see them. Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see in a second. That Shkia said it's still day until 3/4 of a mil, until 3/4 of a mil before 72 minutes. So 72 minutes is Tzeis HaKokhavim, 3/4 of a mil before that is Shkia Sachama, which means the end of the sun setting, meaning the light from the sun is gone, and the stars come out 16 minutes after that, whatever. So for like 50 minutes after the sun sets, for sure 50 minutes after the sun sets, is still daytime.
According to
Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
The same 72 minutes that people hold after Shabbos?
Oh, the Chayshish Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, is that what that means?
So some, if you wait 72 minutes after Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos is not really over until 72 minutes after Shabbos is over, until after the sun sets.
And according to, let's say, everyone else in the
world. So the Gra disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. You look over here, source Zion. The Gra says, Hachush Machish, the first two words. What are you talking about? It's still daytime? It's pitch black! 50 minutes after the sun says dark. The lights in the parks have turned on. It's still daytime? Still daven mincha? Come on, achush machish. So the Gra says, no! We really paskin like the Gemara that it's 3/4 of a mil after the sun ball sets. Not after the light is gone. After the sun ball sets. That's already Tzeis HaKokhavim. What does the Gemara say, 4 milin? That means when all the stars have come out. Tzeis HaKokhavim, everybody knows, is when 3 medium stars are visible. That's...
Where did they get that measurement from?
There's the Gemara says. That's 3/4 of a mil after Shkiyas HaChama. So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Shiurim, all Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai.
So according to the Halacha, when the 3 stars come out, that's officially Shabbat?
Yes, but it's been the Gemara, but the Gemara gives 3 or 4 simanim as to when is the Tzeis HaKokhavim is. Is it 3 stars, when it's dark, or is it 3/4 of a mil? You need all 3. Yeah. So Gra says that's about 3/4 of a mil after Shkiyas HaChama. That's when Tzeis HaKokhavim is. And that's only true in Eretz Yisrael during Yom Nisan. It gets later. I don't want to. The Zmanim are such a confusing limud in the calendar. We could go in circles with the mathematics of it. So no one holds Shabbos is over 15 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama. It's not really that simple, but it's certainly not the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. It's when the 3 stars come out after Shkiyas HaChama, that is Tzeis HaKokhavim. When the Gemara said 72 minutes, that's talking about all the stars. That's all the stars, have to wait till 72 minutes. 3 stars is less than that. Okay? So most of us paskin like the Goyim. Most of us passing like the Goyim. The Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbeinu Tam. That's why look over here, Shulchan Aruch. Simen Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis. Osvav over here. Yesh Omim Shetzarach Lahoisim Mechol Al Hakodesh. There are those who say there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Osvav. There are those who say there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Who doesn't say there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? The Rambam. The Rambam said there's no mitzvah. Okay, fine. Vizman Tosefes Zehu Mitchilas Hashkia. When is Tosefes Shabbos? From the time of the Shkia. When is Tosefes Shabbos? When is Tosefes Shabbos? When the sun sets. Then Tosefes Shabbos begins. What? That's Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when is Tosefes Shabbos? After the sun sets. Now you have your time for Tosefes Shabbos. When does Shabbos really come? Not the added. 50 minutes after Shkia Zachama. But really, Shabbos, you could be voice of Meshach Chol Al HaKadosh at Shkia Zachama. Vazman Azeh, Shehu Gimel Milin V'Revia, this is 3 million and a quarter. Rata Lasas, Akula Tosefes, Oyser, Rasas, Lasam, Imena, Mitzas, Oyser. You could do Tosefes Shabbos. And those 3 million and a quarter after Shkia Zachama is the time of Tosefes. When is Bein Hashmashes? After that, 50 minutes after the Shkia. That's when Bein Hashmashes is. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So says the Kosek over the following. He says, we are machmir like the Gra, and which was the opinion of the Gaonim before the Gra, that Shkia Sakama is already Bein Hashmashes, and we're going to refrain from Alacha Me'ikar Adin at Shkia Sakama. But do the following. Accept Shabbos Al Hatnai. Say, if Shabbos is like the Gaonim, before you dive in Mincha, say, if Shabbos is like the Gaonim, the Alacha is like the Gaonim, I'm accepting Shabbos now. If Shabbos is like Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not accepting Shabbos now until later. Good. What about davening Mincha? So davening Mincha, he says, is the Rabbanan anyway, davening Mincha. So we don't know if the Halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't know if the Halacha is like the Goyim. Suffolk the Rabbanan Lekula. Fine. Mincha, no problem. Tosefes Shabbos is deraita, so we'll accept that on condition. If the halacha is like the Goyim, I accept it before I daven Mincha. If the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, I accept it later on. And with regards to Tfilas Mincha, since the halacha is a suffix, whether we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, we pass on like the Goyim, suffix, the Rabbanan Lekula, daven Mincha now. No problem. It's a cute answer. The problem is, we don't treat it like a suffix, whether we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. If you're machmir for 72 minutes after Shabbos, then you're chayshish for Rabbeinu Tam. We're not machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. Most shuls do not keep 72 minutes after Shabbos. By 72 minutes after Shabbos, already at Dunkin' Donuts.
But that means the Shabbat will be starting even later now.
Yeah, but we're chayshish for both. So Suffolk will be machmir on the Suffolk. But if you're machmir on the Suffolk, you really think Rabbeinu Tam is a Suffolk, you should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Shabbos. And he probably was, the Kosher Glover. See them by and large are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. So if you're machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, and you're machmer for the Goyim, you'll start Shabbos at Bein Hashmashes. You won't end Shabbos till 72 minutes after Shabbos is over, but after Shkia Sachama. But we don't do that. So if we don't treat the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim as a suffix, we have no right to say with regards to Mincha, suffix the Rabbanan Lekula, al daven Mincha after the Shkia. You can't do that. Because we're not consistent on that ledger. We're machmir for the Goyim, and we treat Shkia Zachama as the end-all, be-all, that the day is over. Yeah.
So what do all the musos exactly hold? What time did it actually end?
Most hold, like Rav Moshe says, 15 minutes. 15 minutes after the Shkia. 15
minutes after Shkia.
Yeah.
What's that from? What's that sound from?
Rav Moshe has his own calculation. So it's very difficult to understand.
So Rav Moshe tells me another 20 minutes after that.
Yes. 22 minutes.
So how do you define Shkia again? It's from the sun?
Some people learn Rabbeinu Tam that it's 90 minutes after. The show's manios.
So how do you define Shkia again? When the sun...
So that's the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim. We paskin that it's like the Goyim when the sun ball sets, Shkia Sachama.
When you can no longer see the sun ball.
Right. And Rabbeinu Tam, hell no, when the light of the sun is gone. The light of the sun is gone. That's Shkia Sachama. Wow. He says it's the same as Alois HaShachar.
What's the difference between that and 6 then, according to Rabbeinu Tam?
When all the stars are visible.
He says that's
the same. When 3 stars are visible. When the light of the sun is gone, it's different than when 3 stars are visible. He claims 3 stars are not visible until 72 minutes after. So that's what the Gra asked. Well, Achush Machish, what are you talking about?
Okay.
We're sitting, we're stargazing, and it's still, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still day. It doesn't make any sense. So the Kashrut Glover says, good, that's a suffix. We don't know how we paskin. We'll be machmir by Tosefes Shabbos. We'll get Tosefes Shabbos about tonight. Mincha will be mekel because it's only the Rabbanon anyway, mincha. And suffix with the paskin. Rabbanon time of paskin. They go, oh, and if suffix, the Rabbanon will cool. But that doesn't work for us. Rabbi said, people are running out and driving their cars 40 minutes after the Shkia Matzah Shabbos. We can't now say Arab Shabbos. We're not sure if we pass like Rabbeinu Tam or not. That's a little bit of a joke. So what then is the pshat? So I believe the pshat is the following. Look over here, Mishnah Berurah. Simin Kuf Ches, Sifkat and Chav Hei. The Mishnah Berurah writes, see that Shulchan Aruch, go back to Os Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch said, if a person is in shul, and he accepts Shabbos early with the shul, then he shouldn't daven mincha. Let's say he didn't accept Shabbos early in shul. Let's say he just accepted Shabbos by himself. I accept my own private little Shabbos. I didn't say Baruch Hu. Here he's discussing in Shulchan Aruch, you said Baruch Hu with the shul. So once you said Baruch Hu with the shul, you shouldn't then daven mincha. Because you already accepted Shabbos. So you can't daven mincha v'chol. What if you didn't accept Shabbos with the shul? You didn't say Baruch Hu. I accepted Shabbos on my own, Tosefes Shabbos. So should Tosefes Shabbos preclude me from davening mincha? Rabbi said, according to what we know about Tosefes Shabbos, should Tosefes Shabbos preclude me from davening mincha? Yes or no?
According to
who? If Tosefes Shabbos is...
Because it's not changing the day. It's still the day.
I'll tell you even better. If Tosefes Shabbos is just expanding the Easter Malacha, make sure you don't violate a Malacha, so refrain from Malacha early. What does that say about Mincha? Can I still daven Mincha?
Yeah,
why not? So the Prima Gadim over here, Yud Aleph, and the Orchus Chaim, Yud, both write, a Yachid who accepts Shabbos early can daven Mincha, no problem. You want to accept Shabbos early, daven Mincha? That's okay.
Oh, you think he wouldn't be able to?
Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, O Salaf, you can't. So they say, you know when that's talking about? If you're in shul, and the shul says Baruch Hu, and you didn't daven mincha yet, so you answer Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. Don't now daven mincha. So some say, yeah, because once you accept the Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. They say, no. That's because you started davening Maariv. What, you can daven mincha now? Make up your mind. Oh, you can't daven. Once you started davening Maariv, you can't now daven mincha. That's a joke. So that, they say, Shulchan Aruch and Os Aleph is only if you started davening Maariv, you said Baruch Hu, not because you accepted Shabbos, it's because you already started davening Maariv, but then you can't daven Mincha. But a Yachid who accepts Shabbos, let's say I'm a Kabbal Shabbos now, or it's Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, or it's Bari V'Shalom, he didn't say L'Chadoidi, he can daven Mincha. Why not? Tosefes Shabbos is just to refrain from Yisra Malacha early, you can daven Mincha. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Oz Test writes, Acham Adayna Yom Gadol El Shekibol Shabbos B'Mizmor Shir. If a person accepts Shabbos early and he didn't daven Mincha yet, too bad. You can't daven Mincha anymore. Once you accept Shabbos, you can't daven Mincha. So I believe this is what the Kashrut Glover's second suggestion is. I think this helps for us. And that is that it should depend on this Machlokes HaRishonim. What is Tosefes Shabbos all about? If Tosefes Shabbos is to expand the Easter Malacha, then you could still daven mincha after you accepted Shabbos. And if Tosefes Shabbos is to expand Kedusha Shabbos to Friday, then once it's Shabbos, you can't daven mincha v'chol. Can't daven mincha v'chol. Why is it saying Shulchan Aruch and Otz Aleph, if you're in shul and you answered Baruch with everyone, you can't daven mincha? That's because you started Maariv. But that doesn't mean just because I accepted Shabbos, I can't daven mincha. That depends on what the nature of Tosefes Shabbos is. So the Kashrut Glover suggests, even though in general we're machmir for this story about Tosefes Shabbos, we accept Tosefes Shabbos bepeh, we try and do it 2 minutes early. When it comes to Tfilas Mincha, which is only Derabbanan, we should say Savik Derabbanan Lekula. Meaning, what should you do? Person, let's say, daven in a regular old shul that we daven in. So he comes to shul before Mincha. He should say, I'm accepting Shabbos. He has it, wait, 2 minutes before. He accepted Baal Peh. He's choshish for that opinion. You could accept Baal Peh. And then, how's he going to daven mincha? So with regards to mincha, we could assume, like the opinion, that Tosefes Shabbos doesn't mean that it's already Kedusha Shabbos. It just means that there's an Issa Malacha. And say, Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula, with regards to mincha, and assume, like that opinion in Rishonim, that Tosefes Shabbos doesn't preclude you from davening mincha. So that's his second suggestion. That perhaps that's what we do. That's why I think many times people have this notion, once you start davening mincha on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't change the air conditioning. You shouldn't start, you know, the president of the shul shouldn't start doing it. I think there's a good source for that. Because really, we're accepting Shabbos before, or some places have a minig, I don't know if anyone davens in these type of shtiblach, that the Rebbe usually davens mincha Erev Shabbos. A lot of times, the Rebbe davens mincha Erev Shabbos. Or they won't let an oval daven Erev Shabbos mincha. Why? Why such a thing? So I believe it's because Shabbos mincha already, according to the name of that reed, has already started Kedusha Shabbos. Why? Because by us, we're going to accept Shabbos before mincha. How do we then daven mincha? We're chayish. We're saying, well, maybe Tosefes Shabbos just means we refrain from doing malacha. And with regards to mincha, we'll say Safek Derabanan Lekula. We really could accept Shabbos prior to mincha. You can accept Shabbos prior to mincha. You won't get everything. You won't get your cake and eat it too. The best thing is to be chashish for all opinions and don't do Safek Derabanan Lekulas. Daven mincha early. Have 2 minutes before to accept Shabbos Baal Peh, before Shkiyas Achama. And finish mincha with 3-4 minutes to spare. You don't have to come as, you know, slide in underneath the tag. Why not have a few minutes to spare and have a real Kedusha Shabbos and accept it cool l'chol hadeis? But if there is such a minig in many shuls to run into Shabbos, to run into the Shkia, even past the Shkia, I believe this is what they do is like the Kashrut Glover said, is they accept Shabbos before mincha, and then they will assume with regard to Tfilas Mincha that perhaps the Sefer Shabbos just means to refrain from Malacha early, but not necessarily that it's Kedusha Shabbos yet. Yeah.
You said, but the Shulchan Aruch holds that when you do the Shabbos, you would be Mekabel Shabbos, therefore you shouldn't go back and down mincha.
Right.
So what does he hold, let's say, by someone who lost a family member that week, right, he walks in after Kabbalah Shabbat?
Yes,
if he's doing Shabbos already, why would he wait until then for him to come in? Why wouldn't he just give it? It's already the
Kedusha. Lots of shuls don't have that minig anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lots of shuls don't have that minig anymore.
What's he say that?
Have you seen that often?
Yeah,
actually. Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
Many shuls, they don't have it. They still walk in. You don't hear Nichum Aveum anymore. Like, people say, Malcolm Yonachim.
Oh,
I
don't
know.
They do in Mashallah.
Yeah. Many shuls don't do that anymore. Yeah, so that's the story with late Shabbos. I believe that's what we're chashish for. It depends on these two opinions that we keep dealing with. I believe also the story with early Shabbos also depends on this. What's early Shabbos? So look over here, the Mishnah, Yud Beis. Yudbeis, Mishnah and Brachas. The Mishnah says in Maseches Brachas, when is the time for Marav, when is the time for Mincha? So the Mishnah says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. You could have a Mincha till it's night, till the Shkiyas HaChama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Klag HaMincha. You can only dive until an hour and a quarter before Shkiyas HaChama. Tfilas HaErev, Marav Ein Lo Keva. What does it mean, Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva? So the Gra explains to you over there, Yud Gimel, Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva means Marav has no set time. Marav is whenever Mincha is over. Whenever Mincha is over is the time for Marav. So when is the time for Marav? Depends. If you pass like the Chachamim, the time for Marav is Shkiyas HaChama or Tzeis HaChachamim. Yeah. You could daven Mincha till Shkiyas HaChama. You could daven Marav after Shkiyas HaChama. That's what many shuls do. They daven Mincha Marav. Mincha before up till Shkiyas HaChama. Marav after Shkiyas HaChama. You have to repeat Kriyashma, but that's with regards to Marav. That's like the Chachamim. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is you could have a Mincha to Plaga Mincha, and Marav starts after Plaga Mincha. Marav starts after Plaga Mincha. Who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? See, Gemara says in Brachas, Yud Daud over here, that on the second line, the third line, who do we paskin like? Nobody. Or both. Second end of the second line over here says, Da'avid Kamar Ovid, Da'avid Kamar Ovid. Do however you want. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chizda, Nechzi Anan." Let us see. Midrav Matzli Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos. From the fact that Rav davened early on Shabbos, Shema Mina Alach Reb Yehuda. You can only make early Shabbos if you're passing like Reb Yehuda. How can you daven Marav early on Friday after the Plaga Mincha? You must be assuming like Reb Yehuda that the time for Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. The time for Marav is after Plaga Mincha. So you could accept Shabbos early and daven Marav.
Hour and
a quarter before the Shkia. Adi Rabbi, the Gemara says, Mida Rav Huna v'Rabbanan, lo avu matzli ad urta, since Rav Huna v'Rabbanan did not make early Shabbos, Shema Mina, ein halacha k'Reb Yehuda. We see we don't pass in k'Reb Yehuda. That Mincha is until the Shkia, Marv is after the Shkia. So Gemara says, Hashadol itmar hilchas aloi kamar v'loi kamar, now that we don't pass like either one, da'avid kamar avid, da'avid kamar avid. Do however you want. You do whatever you want. You want to daven mincha before paga mincha, marav after paga mincha, good. You want to, and then do that erev Shabbos, great. You want to daven mincha to the shkia, marav after the shkia, also fine.
You can't mix the two.
Oh, can you mix the two? So first of all, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Yudah, you can't accept Shabbos before paga mincha. You see over here, you can't accept Shabbos before paga mincha. That's off the table. No one said that. No one said that. Why can you accept Shabbos and paga mincha? Because it's still shayach to Shabbos. According to one opinion, you can daven ma'ariv. So therefore, you can accept Shabbos from the time of paga mincha because you could daven ma'ariv. According to Yehuda, that's already the time for ma'ariv. So since it's already the time for ma'ariv, it perhaps it relates to the next day and you can make that sefer Shabbos. That's why in the reverse, coming out of Shabbos, the pashup shat is you don't have an hour and a quarter. Coming out of Shabbos, the sefer Shabbos is 2 minutes. There's no point. Over here, Tez Zayin, the Magen Avraham says there's no plaga mincha coming out of Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says the only time of Tosefes Shabbos is 2 minutes leaving Shabbos. There's no hour and a quarter. Some Rebbes go forever and ever with their Tishin. That's not Tosefes Shabbos. Very nice. But the Magen Avraham says not Tosefes Shabbos. Because an hour and a quarter, the whole reason an hour and a quarter exists on Arab Shabbos that you could add on if you wanted to is because you could daven ma'ariv already then. So it relates to the next day. What is an hour and a quarter after Shabbos still relate to Shabbos? There's no such time.
You could daven by plaga mincha, you could daven ma'ariv.
Right. So therefore you could add on.
If he waits 5 minutes after plaga mincha, that's considered adding on.
No. If he waits
5 minutes after plaga mincha, that's considered adding on.
No, he doesn't say Shabbos starts at plaga mincha. He says you could daven ma'ariv at plaga mincha. Shabbos doesn't start. No one holds Shabbos starts before Shkia Sachama. No, that's not true. You hear what I'm saying? He holds you could daven ma'ariv already now. So since you could daven ma'ariv already now, it relates to the next day, and you want to accept Shabbos early, great. Chatzos Hayom after Shachris, you can't accept Shabbos early. What does that have to do with tomorrow? You can't add on Kedusha now. But from plaga mincha, you could add on. But Matzei Shabbos, there's no such time. So Magen Avraham says, there's 2 minutes, that's it. So 74 minutes. 74 minutes. There's Tosefes Shabbos. And beyond that, he says, there's no Inyan. He says, what are you adding on? It's not still anymore. There's no time that you're latching onto. Fine. But Rabbi said, what do we say about this? Fine. The Rabbanan holds you could daven mincha till the Shkia. Marav starts after the Shkia. Yehuda holds you could daven mincha till plaga mincha. Marav starts after plaga mincha. Can you mix and match? Can one day you do like the Rabban and one day you do like Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes, but not the same day.
No, you cannot. Rabbeinu Yonah here writes, you cannot. That's in Yud Zayin. The Meiri says in Yud Ches that you can. You can read it on your own. Meiri says that you can. He says in the same day, no one's saying you can do that. That's ridiculous.
What, finishing mincha late?
Finish mincha.
After plow.
Have mincha marv at 7 o'clock the whole summer during the week. There are shuls that do this. There are shuls that do this. Mincha Marv, not Shabbos, the whole week, 7 o'clock. Agantz of Shabbos.
How does that work?
That's difficult. We'll get to it in a second.
But
what about from day to day can you mix and match? Can one day I do like the Rabbanan daven mincha to the Shkia, the next day daven Marv at plaga mincha? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. When a boy is bar mitzvah, he picks what team he's on. You want to do like a Yehuda, you want to do like the Rabbanan, that's fine. The Psak is open, you can paskin how you want. But you cannot mix and match. You're either on a Yehuda's team or the Rabbanan's team, but that's it. You mix and match. You can't start mixing and matching even from day to day. And the Meiri says, no, you can mix and match from day to day, just not within the same day. The Meiri understands when the Gemara said, David, Kamara, Ovid, David, Kamara, Ovid. You want to do like this one, do like that one. You want to do like this one, do like this one. That's because davening is just the Rabbanon. So, Savik, the Rabbanon, the Kula. This day you want to do like this. This day you want to do like this. Fine. Savik, the Rabbanon, the Kula. We don't know how we pass it. Like, if Yehuda, like the Rabbanon, is Mincha to the Shkia and Marv after the Shkia, Mincha to Plaga Mincha, Marv after Plaga Mincha. So one day you want to do like this, one day you want to do like that, fine. Rabbeinu Yonah holds no. The Ovid Kamar Ovid doesn't mean it's a subject that Rabbanu Makula, do however you want. It means that you either psak is valid, but you better pick a psak. You can't, we give you the choice. Many people would like this with regards to all issues. We give you the choice. Pick this one, pick that one. But you got to pick one. And once you pick, you pick. How do we paskin? Many people think like Gilan, that we paskin you can mix and match, but it's not true. In Shulchan Aruch, Osiyot Tez, He says, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Once you pick a team, you pick a team. And therefore, since most of us, I think I speak for us, daven mincha until the shkia, we cannot daven ma'ariv after plaga mincha. You can't do it. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, if you won't be able to get a minion together, then you can be meiko.
How does it really show us?
But that's a kula. Sometimes they have in schools, if they in the winter time, they'll daven ma'ariv after the plaga mincha to make sure the kids daven ma'ariv. Okay, because you're afraid kids aren't going to daven. But what happens is when a school davens ma'ariv after plaga mincha, you know what happens when they do it for the kids? Guess what happens? Adults start coming too, and they say, "Well, the school is doing it. What's the problem?" It's not right. It's not right. There's 20 minyanim, there's 5 minyan factories in the town, and they have to daven at the plaga mincha minyan for ma'ariv. That's for the little kids who are afraid they're not going to schlep out the ma'ariv later. I don't think it's right. You're not supposed to switch. Or the 7 o'clock mincha ma'ariv. We can't get a minyan if we don't have at the same time mincha ma'ariv, even on the same day, but we won't be able to get a minyan. It says if you can't get a minyan, you can do that. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no minyan in town. There's 40 minyanim in these towns. But this shul doesn't want to schlep out again. Come on. You can probably make a minion in the house later. It's a problem.
If there's a minion half an hour away in the
no, eight, you know, a mill there, a mill back. You have to go for a minion.
Yeah.
Yeah, mill there, mill back.
And what I've seen some.
That's for Tu Abetzibur in general.
Depending on the year, depending on the time of the year. So in winter, they'll follow the one opinion.
Not mincha before the shkia, ma'ariv after the shkia. They want to have a set time, mincha ma'ariv. So it's 7 o'clock the whole summer.
Right, and
4 o'clock the whole winter. I never heard of that.
No,
every shul does that. Mincha and then ma'ariv, that's fine. That's doing like the rabbanon. You daven mincha before the shkia, ma'ariv after the shkia. Would be better if you waited for ma'ariv to taste a kochavim. You could be yotze kriya shema together with the brachas. But okay, that's not a problem. I mean, that's kosher v'yosher. The problem is mincha ma'ariv 7 o'clock. It's after the some weeks. It's after the plaga mincha. Some weeks are both before the plaga mincha, or even if you're going to daven ma'ariv after the plaga mincha to make sure kids daven ma'ariv, that's not really right. We are all makel like the rabbanon, as already says in the Shulchan Aruch. We're all makel like the rabbanon.
Is the way out of this?
Well, I'll tell you even better. What do we do on Friday? People make early Shabbos. Everyone's making early Shabbos. But 1 minute on Thursday, you were davening mincha. Now today you're davening ma'ariv. How can you do that? We don't switch even from day to day. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Magen Avraham. Mashma midivrei HaMagen Avraham. Oschof. Dafil hanogim lispalo ma'ariv bizmana. Even those people who normally daven ma'ariv in the normal time. Mutarim lehispalel b'leil Shabbos mibod yoim. They can daven on Friday early. Uvilvad shiyem miplaga mincha v'erech. As long as it's after plaga mincha, you can daven ma'ariv early. Why? The cave on the mitzvah of Ha'isef Mechol al HaKodesh, since it's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Ukvar Kibel Shabbos Olav, and he already accepted Shabbos, Yochol Lismoch al Das HaSoivim Dehavi Kalayla Le'inyan Tefillah. You can accept Shabbos early because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Grah, it says the Mishnah Berurah, would not make early Shabbos. He would not make early Shabbos. You know why? Yesterday you're davening Mincha now. Today you're davening Ma'ariv. It's a tartan sasser. You can't do it. It's two things that contradict each other from day to day. We're machmer not to do that. The Magen Avraham said in Erev Shabbos, you can do it. Why can you do it? Why can you do it? You're not supposed to make a tartan sasser from one day to the next. So Magen Avraham says, because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. What does that mean, because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? What does he mean? I believe he means like this. It depends on that machlokes harishonim. If you say Tosefes Shabbos, we're about to build up to a kula, so pay attention. If you say Tosefes Shabbos, I don't want you to misquote me, I want you to understand how it happened. If you say Tosefes Shabbos is what is, you're adding on to Kedusha Shabbos, so can you daven ma'ariv early? Yes! Even though yesterday, it's true, I got a mincha now, there's no time to decide on Friday, because now it's Shabbos, I accepted Shabbos early, Shabbos is now, it's Kedusha Shabbos, I can daven ma'ariv. But if the pshat in Tosefes Shabbos is just to refrain from melacha early to make sure you don't violate melacha, what in the world does Tosefes Shabbos have to do with the fact that you're davening ma'ariv early? Yesterday you davened mincha now. Who said you could daven ma'ariv now? Yesterday you're passing like the Rabbanan. Today you're switching teams. Now you're under Yehuda's team. It's a joke. But it depends. What is Tosefes Shabbos about? If Tosefes Shabbos is adding on to Shabbos, now it's like a Shabbos. It's like a Shemini Atzeres. It's like a Shavuos. So you want to daven Maariv, now you can do it. Even though yesterday you daven Mincha. Even though yesterday you daven Mincha. I believe that's what the Magen Avraham is based on.
He doesn't wrong. He doesn't get Skila during that time.
There's no Skila. It's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You added on Kedusha Shabbos. So if that's the pshat, now we understand why it's not a tarti disaster. The Gra didn't want to do this because he was chayshish for the other opinion that Tosefes Shabbos is just a siyag to prevent you from violating Yisurim. But doesn't really become Shabbos. Oh, then you have to worry about being inconsistent from day to day. But if now it's Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, you could have a Maariv early. That's why I think we could be mako against what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues. And he says, ach, third line. Hanoye Kain, whoever makes early Shabbos, Yizaher al Kopanim Barav Shabbos is Palo Mincha Kaidim Plaga Mincha. You should make sure to daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha, Kadegu Shalo Yehei Tartu Desasi Adodi. That's why many shuls that are Mishnah Berurah shuls will only make early Shabbos Plaga Mincha. Became very popular nowadays. They'll have early Shabbos, but not the 7 o'clock Balabatish thing. That's a joke. Every day, same day, same time frame, Mincha Maariv, 7 o'clock, but it's after Maariv Shach. If this time is Mincha time, then how can you daven Maariv? If it's Maariv time, how can you daven Mincha? So even though they're willing to be inconsistent from day to day, they're not willing to be inconsistent within the same day, and they'll be makhmed to daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha, and Maariv afterwards. V'yesh Oimrim, but continues the Mishnah Berurah, debitzibur yesh lahakel. That when you're davening with a minyan, you could be mako. Let's palo maariv mi bod yoyim to daven maariv before the shkia, after plaga mincha. Afim is palo mincha after plaga mincha. This is the old time minyan, the 7 o'clock Shabbos every week. Even though you're davening mincha after plaga mincha, we mako to daven maariv. But the Mishnah Berurah says v'nir alisha ein lismarch al zeh. You shouldn't do this. Rakishum is palo maariv al kopanim bein hashmashos. He says you shouldn't do this. And even though the one who was mako over here is the nesivis. And see if this was Mako, because he said you would have a hard time gathering a minion again. But I would argue that no, it's no problem. The Mishnah Berurah is being inconsistent. If you're worried about Tarti Desasri inconsistencies, we're machmer not to do it from day to day. What's the whole reason we're Mako on Friday? Yesterday I'm davening Mincha now I'm davening Maariv. How could the same time frame, yesterday was Mincha time, now it's Maariv time? So you say, Kusra Sefer Shabbos. So then I'll argue that even if you daven Mincha 5 seconds ago, and it's after already Plaga Mincha, once I accept Tosefes Shabbos, become Shabbos. And I could even daven in the same time frame, Mincha Maariv. Mincha before Shabbos, now I accept the Tosefes Shabbos, became Shabbos, let me daven Maariv now. Oh, but we're already being Makel on that Machlokas. Anybody who makes early Shabbos after the Plaga Mincha is already being Makel. The Gra wouldn't make early Shabbos. Why not? Because if you assume Tosefes Shabbos is just to refrain from Malacha early, then there's no Kula on Erev Shabbos. You can't be Mako. Just like you can't daven Maariv one day after the Plaga Mincha, you can't daven on Erev Shabbos either. The whole Kula of making early Shabbos of Erev Shabbos is, because we assume Tosefes Shabbos, like that opinion, that Tosefes Shabbos is Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore you could daven Maariv. Even though yesterday was daven Mincha. So I'll argue, even on the same day, what's the problem? Daven Mincha, after the Plaga Mincha, now I accept Tosefes Shabbos, daven Maariv. It's not a Tarti Desasri. Just as much as it's not a Tarti Desasri from Thursday to Friday. Yeah, my smart. So you can be Mako with regards to this. Oh, but it's a big Machlokes HaRishonim. How can we be Mako at all? We should be Machmer not to make early Shabbos. So if you want to be Machmer like that, like the Grug is on day, hey, don't make early Shabbos. But once you're making early Shabbos, I'm not sure you gain that much. But you're already doing a Tarti Desasri from Thursday to Friday. I'm not sure you gain anything by making sure the Mincha is before Plaga Mincha. Once you're accepting Shabbos, it's Shabbos. It should be no longer a Tarti Desasri. So we had two problems, everybody say. Let's just sum up. We have two problems with the late Shabbos and with the early Shabbos. We said there are two opinions with regard to the Sefer Shabbos. It's just adding on Issa Malacha. Does it really become Kedusha Shabbos? You mentioned a whole host of Nafkaminas. The problem is, what do we do on Friday? Many people daven Mincha way until right up to the Shkia. So we said, even though we're generally makra for the two opinions with regards to Tosefes Shabbos, I think with regards to Mincha and Maariv, we're going to be mako like one. Because they each only derabbanon, so we said Sefik derabbanon lakula. So for those people who make late Shabbos, we're mako to accept Shabbos before Mincha, Baal Peh, and then daven mincha afterwards, because perhaps Tosefta Shabbos is just meaning Easter malacha, but doesn't prevent you from davening mincha. And those who make early Shabbos are also only going to be making like one of these opinions. Those who make early Shabbos assume it's not inherently a contradiction attached to the Sasri. One day daven mincha, one day daven mariv, because they're being going like the other opinion, that Tosefta Shabbos means that it's Kedusha Shabbos. And if it's Kedusha Shabbos, I can already daven mariv now. So these two minhagim that we have in the shuls, that they daven mincha all the way up to the shkia, and that they make early Shabbos in the summertime, are really grabbing both ends of the spectrum. They're being made like two different opinions. But with regards to daven mincha, daven mariv, I think we could say safek de rabbanon lekula, and be made like these two opinions with regards to the sefer Shabbos, how we do these two things. Yeah.
Going to the Meiri, how do you ever switch from the chacham to the Rabbi Yehuda? Just that like the day that's like daven mincha.